If you have something so clear and understandable, then it's followed. At the moment, because it's so broad-based and so questionable, it's simply not been accepted. You know, schools like King William's College have brought in a clear system, it's understandable, it relates to certain areas, certain times of the day, the students accept it, the teachers can enforce it, and it's just like any other rule. Because mask wearing is an expectation, you can't get that same follow-through. If you were to say to a child, you're not wearing a mask, that child could come back and say, well, I've been given the invitation to wear a mask, I'm choosing not to wear the mask. The key bit about being a teacher is you need that level of authority, you need that level of respect. At the same time, you need to be able to work in a way that the children are understanding why the instructions are being given. If they understand them, things work perfectly. If they don't, then you're going to get conflict.
But is it a teacher's job to mandate the wearing of a mask in a school? Are we not missing the point that there is an element of choice here? And clearly, some children are utilising that element of choice and they don't want to wear a mask.
Oh, definitely. And I think by having such a broad-based approach, that weakness is clearly coming through. I think that we're all kind of prepared to give a bit. So if it was identified that certain areas of the school at certain times of day, the mask wearing would be beneficial, I think most people who could wear a mask would wear a mask. I think at the moment by saying you all are being encouraged to wear a mask simply is too big, it's not appropriate, and it's not really meeting the requirements that we're looking for.
Where's the evidence to actually say that mask wearing in schools is going to bring down the level of transmission on the Isle of Man? We're 2 years into a pandemic now. We're being told that we have to live with the virus. Hospitalisations clearly don't seem to be causing a massive concern for the government. Is it really necessary, or is it just, would it just be seen to be the right thing to do?
I think it seems to be an appropriate thing that can potentially help some specific people, potentially reduce risk. One overriding problem with the current variant of COVID is that it doesn't appear to have a big impact on sufferers in the short term. The problem is long COVID, so not quite sure what the long-term situation is. So anything we can do to reduce risk without having a major impact is going to be beneficial.